From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Iran has reportedly conducted another round of missile tests. In all, there have been three rounds, starting with yesterday's test of short-range missiles. Now, Iranian state television says the Revolutionary Guard has fired one of the longest-range missiles in Iran's arsenal. The missile is believed to have a range capable of striking Israel and American military bases in the Gulf region. The missile tests come amid tensions over Iran's disputed nuclear program. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran faces an uphill challenge if it sticks to its claim that its program is for peaceful purposes following disclosure of a previously secret uranium enrichment facility.
We don't believe that they can present convincing evidence that it's only for peaceful purposes, but we are going to put them to the test on October 1st.
Clinton was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. She was referring to multinational talks with Iran scheduled for later this week, in which the country's disputed nuclear program will be at the top of the agenda. Brazil has rejected an ultimatum by Honduras to clarify the status of deposed President Manuel Zelaya within the next 10 days. Zelaya is taking refuge in the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
The government of de facto President Roberto Micheletti says it's giving Brazil 10 days to define the status of Zelaya inside the Brazilian embassy, or else Honduras will take unspecified additional measures against Brazil. Micheletti's government says Zelaya is using the diplomatic mission to incite civil unrest in Honduras. Brazil severed diplomatic ties with the de facto government 3 months ago after Zelaya was ousted by the military. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says he's not going to accept an ultimatum from, in his words, a group of coup plotters. Meanwhile, the de facto government on Sunday also blocked a delegation from the Organization of American States from entering the country. The OAS delegation was supposed to be coming to try to negotiate a settlement between Zelaya and Micheletti. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
The interim government in Honduras is cracking down on civil rights. It's issued a decree allowing it to suspend freedom of speech, ban protests, and temporarily close media outlets that it says attack peace and order. Manuel Zelaya has called on his supporters to stage a mass march today to mark the three-month anniversary coup that ousted him. The death toll from the worst flooding in the Philippines in more than 40 years is rising. Officials now say 86 people are dead and 32 missing. Thousands of survivors have been rescued from rooftops and elsewhere. The government is appealing for international aid to help tens of thousands who've been marooned by the floods. They were sparked over the weekend by a tropical storm that dumped more than a month's worth of rain in just 12 hours. Stock markets in Asia have been losing ground in Monday trading. Japan's Nikkei fell the most, down more than 2.5% to its lowest close in 2 months. This is NPR News. A pro-government tribal elder is said to be among the victims of a suicide car bomber in northwestern Pakistan. At least three other people were also killed when the bomber rammed his vehicle into the elder's car. The attack occurred just outside the region where the Pakistani military has been battling Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. Over the weekend, at least 22 people were killed in bomb attacks in the region after the Taliban warned that it would step up attacks if the military did not stop operations against the militants. Pope Benedict will wrap up his three-day visit to the Czech Republic on Monday with a mass honoring the country's patron saint. Bruce Kunfizer reports from Prague.
For Americans, King Wenceslas is the popular figure from the Christmas carol, The Good King Wenceslas. But for Czechs, he is the patron saint of a nation. King Wenceslas was brutally murdered more than 1,000 years ago in the town of Stará Boleslav, and that's where Pope Benedict will hold Mass on Monday. September 28th is a national holiday here, as Czechs remember their beloved king every year. During his first 2 days here, Pope Benedict has implored Czechs to rediscover their Catholic past. He reminded them that both the church and the country had labored under an oppressive communist regime for 40 years. But he also acknowledged the church's own mistakes, in particular the execution of a 14th-century reformer, John Hus, who was burned at the stake. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist William Sapphire has died. An assistant says Sapphire had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and died Sunday in a hospice in Maryland. Sapphire spent more than 30 years writing for the New York Times. He was also a speechwriter for the Nixon White House. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.